Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So, Vinny, last couple days have been a few stories that I'm like, okay, this is something Vinny will be interested in. And I've been so today I have another segment called
Stuff Vinny's Interested In.
Stories Vinny Will Be Interested In.
That one really went off the rails yesterday, though. Like, it started strong, and then somewhere in the middle there, I'm like, how's this me?
No,
this
I did, because it has to be. Sometimes it's a micro segment. It doesn't take the whole celebrity trash thing.
Micro's the word of the day.
Micro. But I believe that 7 o'clock hour today is going to be made up 100%, and the one I'm leading with is going to take your head clean off. It's everything you ever wanted to know about one subject. Something that you and I have spent a lot of time thinking about and talking about. And I have answers. And it's astounding.
Go.
I'm going to tell you at 7. In the
stories. Oh, my God. You
stories,
didn't just tease
me. I just teased you. That's Bryn, stop it. That doesn't need that. People are going to think it's me doing that.
I just got completely barreled.
No.
Rolled over a barrel.
7 o'clock. I'm telling you when it's happening. You are gonna die.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
I'm dying.
Sarah, most of the time.
Hey, Sarah.
Stop doing that.
Are you gonna play all the right songs this morning or what?
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I didn't get the memo. I saw that there was this country song. I'm like, I'm not playing that.
That said My Valentine on it?
Come on, get with the program.
I didn't read it. All I read was, whatever the, Travis Tritt or something.
I've been talking about it for 2 days.
You guys have been. No one told me.
I told you yesterday.
No, you said you were pulling songs, but you were pulling them for Jane. I didn't know anything about that.
Oh. You going to do the story or not?
Come on.
I'm doing it at 7.
God.
7 o'clock.
Can I report her to HR
yes,
for this?
Please.
Oh, my God. You guys.
I agree.
Don't mess up the next song. The next song's super important.
Yeah, don't mess up the next song.
All right,
what's the next
what's
song
the
on
next
there?
Song? Hold
Let's
on.
Play the Childish Gambino song.
It's Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
No.
Redbone's right above it.
Don't laugh at yourself.
I'm laughing.
Delete
so
that. Don't mess it up.
All right, hold on. I'm going to delete it right now so I can't.
You like having a bunch of disgruntled co-hosts? What is this? You got arguments going
I don't
all
mind
directions.
It. I don't
Boo!
Mind it.
Boo!
Hey, can you put a promo in for me?
I got it, Sarah. Just go ahead and do your show.
All right, thank you. Get me all set up over here.
All right.
Can't do it while I'm on the air, man.
Try to get your song back on, Bryn.
That's cool.
That was Bryn's request.
No, I don't want that song. It's
no,
a country
it's fine.
Song. I hate country
it's okay.
Songs.
I just wanted you to get the memo.
Jeez. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right. You know what? For a Valentine for you, I'll do it.
All right,
Jesus.
Everyone. We'll just talk to you at 7. Forget it. We get it. We know why you're leaving.
I have a Valentine's. Shut up. I have a Valentine's story. So that'll make it better.
Okay.
You whiny.
We'll be the judges.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
So glad
it's
I'm not in a, so glad I'm not in a relationship with you people. So demanding.
Oh my God. You got to be kidding.
No. All right. Is it corny?
Mm-hmm.
If I have to ask, it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get engaged or married on Valentine's Day.
Mm,
yes.
Like, are
Fine.
You asking for disaster?
Yes.
Oh, so you would never do that?
Well, he already... Vinny gave a stat 6 months ago saying people who get married on Valentine's Day have a much higher divorce rate than any other time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's because they do it just to have, like,
yes.
a romantic gesture? Like, oh,
yes.
I'm with someone I like and it's Valentine's Day, let's
I
do
I always
this.
Think the people who are over the top... with their stuff.
The dates and the...
It's like, who are you selling this to? Yourself? Because I'm not interested. I bought Snap stock a while back, and I'm
hey, it's
way
coming
down.
Back. It
whatever.
Is coming back.
I'm still
so excited for you. I almost feel like I should get some.
What?
Well, I should have bought it when it was five something. Jesus.
Do you guys want to know what it's at?
It's
yes.
Hit.
What's
yeah.
it at? What does Snap have
going?
To do with this?
$9 and
7 cents.
I'm not buying the stock from the couples that are like, we're the most in love of all the of everyone in the world of ever times.
So you're not buying into that
company. I'm not buying into that BS. I think it's too much. It's over the top, and they're selling you something. But really, they're selling it to themselves, I think.
Well, they just when the date becomes more important than the actual relationship,
right.
Human. Married on New Year's.
I don't even have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but if you did, you'd marry her on a holiday.
I think it's great because you remember your anniversary. I mean, there's no thinking about it.
That is true.
There, boom.
Listen, nobody's been to more weddings than me. I'm like a wedding attending expert.
Nobody.
And I know what could work. Valentine's Day does not work, people. All right, go ahead.
No, I want to hear the Snap. You said you were going to get the Snap.
Oh, he said $9?
$9 what?
7 cents.
Oh, $9,
yeah.
Seven
yeah.
Cents.
I said he said $9 and then
listen,
I said 7
that
cents.
That is way up from 5.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Don't forget, it's coming back.
Don't forget everyone, on December 21st it was $4.99.
Ooh, is that the lowest?
Oh man, it went under $5. We should have bought it.
It is coming
That's
back.
When Vinny said he was going to sell it at $4.99.
No, he's never he said he's riding it to the ground.
I will ride that to zero. Because and I'll tell you why, because if it ever comes back, and goes up above what I bought it for, I'll be the guy that sold it at, you know,
zero,
nothing, or $4, and I'll have to sit there and be like, God, I could have been a
double
contender.
You know, so forget it. I'll just, that money was.
Yeah. I have some stocks like that I sold.
Tell us one.
Apple. When the iMac came out in 1999, we had a ton of Apple stock and it hadn't been doing well and it went up a little. And I'm like, let's sell it and buy a house. So we used that as part of the down payment. Yeah. And if we had held on to that stock, it would be worth over $1 million right now. Oh. If we had held on to that stock.
Well, it went to good use. That's how you started with your house.
Got Not
it?
That good a use.
Yeah.
God. Oh, it's horrifying.
Well, you lived under it. I mean, that's a pretty good use.
I think it's great.
Thank you. That actually makes me feel marginally better.
Anyway, back to your story.
Did someone get married?
Bunch of people. Oh. I have all like the celebrity engagements on Valentine's Day, which I think actually might be slightly better than actually getting married on Valentine's Day. Like, okay, it's a romantic gesture on what's supposed to be a very romantic day. So to get engaged on Valentine's Day, I think is one thing. To get married, although some of these have worked out.
I think if you get engaged on Valentine's Day, you should get married on that day too, like the next year.
Oh, give yourself 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So who are the people?
Harrison Ford. Thank you.
Get her again. Sorry.
Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart.
Oh, yes. They're still
engaged in... I actually would have sworn that it was way longer than this. But it's about 10 years ago. They got engaged on Valentine's Day, 2009. Uh-huh. They got married in June of 2010. And they're still together. Elton John and a woman named Renate Blauel.
Get
she was a recording
here.
Engineer. Married in 1984.
What?
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, why'd he marry her?
Well, it didn't work out, so he married her as a beard?
No,
I don't know.
He was out of the closet by the 80s, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Why did he marry her?
Anyone who knows, you know, that there are gay people in the world could have probably guessed it, but maybe he wasn't. Maybe he did it to refute those rumors.
I wonder what
I feel
his
like
story.
He's been out forever.
Yeah, I do too.
I feel like he may have done that to help her for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like why she was needed?
I don't know. I'm
needed
just
the
saying,
insurance coverage.
I feel like by the 80s, we all knew he was already an older gentleman by then.
Oh, when was he? Well, I thought the 70s were like his heyday. How old is he now?
He's late 70s.
If he hasn't finished it already,
he's 71.
He's on his end of the road tour, right?
That was 35 years ago.
Isn't that what he called it? End of the road? And
it's
going to be like a 3-year tour?
Supposedly, right. He's done. Well, he's in his early 70s now, but he was only in his 30s. In the 80s when he married her.
Laura's wedding day. Oh, well, he looks
That's
handsome.
Elton John?
Yeah, on his wedding day.
He wore a grass hat. What do they call this?
Oh, yeah. Like a woven hat made out of reeds or something. Well, they look very much in love.
It's like a southerner hat.
Yeah. What do they call? Is there a name for that? It's like a gardening hat, but with a shorter brim.
No, it's more like I don't know. I liken that to. Can you find out what kind of hat that is?
Yeah,
it's a Ronald McDonald hat.
What?
Is it like a? I don't know what it looks like. Cuban inspired hat?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like, but it's like made out of that woven grass stuff,
yeah, it's
and
sort
it's got
of like a
short...
brim looking hat, but yeah. It's a straw colored.
It seems a little informal.
It's very Elton John
for the rest
though.
Of the outfit.
Yeah. Well, he's also got a weird horizontal striped shirt on in there too. I mean, he definitely still has some flair.
Is this the same hat?
Yep.
Yeah, there it is. What's it called?
Gent's straw boater.
Oh, a straw boater. Boater. I've never heard of a boater. I've heard of a bowler.
Whatever. All right. So he was still in the closet. And...
I mean, I guess.
All right.
Lady
Gaga. Look, times have changed a lot fast.
Yes, they have. That's for sure. 84 was the height of the AIDS stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, everyone, no one knew what it was all about, but it was happening in the gay community. Anyway, he married some woman in 1984, and I'm pretty sure they've broken up by now. Yeah. Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney, they got engaged on Valentine's Day 2015. That one didn't even make it to the altar. Benedict Cumberbatch and his wife, director Sophie Hunter, married on Valentine's Day in 2015. They're still together. It's only been 4 years. Christina Aguilera and guitarist Matthew Rutler, they got engaged in 2014. You know... I feel like she just divorced someone else, the one that she has the kid with.
Say the name again.
Matthew Rutler.
And her name?
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, Christina Aguilera. She's with another dude, like a manager dude now.
Yeah, I guess. Well, they're saying he's a guitarist. Engaged in 2014, still together, but not married.
Oh.
Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan. Oh. They married in 1991. On Valentine's Day, split up in 2000 after Meg had an affair with Russell Crowe. Hey, she was with John Mellencamp. Is she the one he just married? Or?
Yeah, I believe so. At least they're engaged.
Oh. Let's see, who else? Salma Hayek and Francois Henri Pinault. Something. They married on Valentine's Day 09, 10 years ago, still together.
Was it Heidi Klum that was getting, I'm trying to say remarried. What's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, she's still with that young kid? No, Vito something?
Who?
Heidi Klum?
Heidi Klum.
Well, I was going to say, wasn't she every year getting remarried to Seal?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't do that anymore. They broke up.
You know who else did that?
I know, but it was funny. Cause...
Yeah, that's right. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, right? Didn't they go to Disneyland every year and
dress up?
Right up until they were done being married to each other? I sometimes think it's people's wanting to do that stuff that breaks them up. Like, we're so desperate to... Then they put themselves
renew
through the stress
vows,
of a freaking wedding every year.
Yeah. Vinny?
What?
You're going to do that every year, renew your vows?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
You know that's so me, right?
Yeah, totally.
Love to love.
I think it would be kind of fun to renew your vows. But to have to plan a whole nother wedding? No, thanks. Hmm.
Well, and the people around you are like, can you not? Like dude, you're tying up all my time.
Yeah, and I need you. I'm going to put out, remember the bridezilla who made everyone dress in certain colors? And
depending on their weight.
Yeah. Right. If you're over 150 pounds, you have to wear black. And you have to stand on the back of the photo. I'm going to do that. I'm renewing my vows. And I'm going to make it hard for you guys. Vince Vaughn and a real estate agent named Kyla Weber. Got engaged on Valentine's Day of 2009, and they're still together.
Oh, good for them.
They married the next year. Liberty Ross and music executive Jimmy Iovine.
Oh, are they still together?
They sure are. Well, she was freed up to marry after Kristen Stewart was banging her husband, Rupert Sanders. Liberty married Jimmy Iovine. Am I saying his name right?
Yeah,
I
mean,
so, right?
Iovine. That's right, yeah.
Married in 2016. On Valentine's Day.
That documentary I told you guys about.
Yeah, what was that?
Which was an ad for Apple Music.
It turns out it was. But that was part of the deal when they...
Gunslingers, or what did they call them?
I can't remember. No, that's a different thing.
Okay.
When they bought Beats.
Yeah.
They got Dr. Dre and Iovine in the deal. And that movie was part of, I guess, their deal. Like, I don't think he works there.
I forget what it was about. It was just
It was about his record label and his... Yeah. Well, it was about... It was about him.
Uh-huh.
So at first, it's about his way in the record business, how he worked with Tom Petty and Bruce Springsteen and all these greats in the early days. And then in the 90s when he started, I think it was Interscope, right? Uh-huh. And he went after Trent Reznor and Marilyn Manson and his sort of way to the top. And then how they came up with Beats, which was, you know, Dr. Dre was talking about how, I just want to, like, make some sneakers or something. And Iovine's like, sneakers?
Why would you make sneakers? You're a musician.
Yeah. What is that? Right. And that's when they go, headphones.
Yeah.
Boom!
Boom
is right. Yep.
They sold Beats to Apple and themselves, at least for a part of the contract, for $1 billion.
Yeah.
Big money.
It's good money. You can get it. Anyway, mm-hmm. he married the chick, Liberty Ross, who...
The doc's called The Defiant Ones.
There it is. And it's about him also getting Eminem.
Oh.
Who was part of him.
Well, Interscope was a cool label
yeah.
when it first started out. I don't even know from labels anymore. Tyrese Gibson and social worker Samantha Lee married in 2017 on Valentine's Day. And they're still together. These are all people who got married or engaged on Valentine's Day. Adriana Lima, who saved herself for marriage.
Did she really?
Yep. She's a Victoria's Secret angel.
Yeah.
She married NBA star Marco Jerick in 2009. They separated on Valentine's Day. They separated in 2014 and divorced in 2016.
Oh.
She saved herself for a 5-year marriage.
Well, you don't know.
You don't. It's true. And if it's not working out, it's nice that we can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the olden days.
The penalty's pretty harsh.
No.
Sure.
Kerry Russell married some carpenter. I guess I don't know. He was doing some work on her house and she fell in love with him. Don't ask me. Kerry Russell and carpenter Shane Deary married in 07 on Valentine's Day. They're broken up. And Sharon Stone and our own Phil Bronstein.
Oh, Phil. He went away, huh?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Is he still in town? We just don't hear about him anymore?
No, I think he went south.
Remember, we had him on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I liked him.
I liked him, too.
We had his wife on, too.
Yeah.
Like, he had a new wife after Sharon Stone, and she was some women's activist or something.
I know her. And Walmart, Christine Borders. Her family on the Borders bookstores.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So what did we have her on for?
I don't know if she won the producer of a day. They came in wedding dresses, remember? Or something like that?
On the Secret Show or something?
I don't remember.
All right.
So they married in 98 and divorced in July of 2003. So I think there's no definitive. I think if your marriage is going to work out, it's going to work out no matter what day you get married. And if it's not, we're all going to remember it more because you married on Valentine's Day. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I could do some Valentine's Day stories. Or do you get fully nude to number two?
Do I have to answer that? Should I answer that now?
No,
or should I?
But after the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Are you going to kiss me right now? No, you're supposed to say the line.
Yes.
No, that's not the line.
Yes, I'm going to. Absolutely. Not even going to let you finish saying those words.
Are you trying to kiss me right now?
Yeah.
I was. I was about to.
It's about ruining the moment. You said you ruined the moment. Okay, never mind. I thought we were going to reenact.
He's all, what did I say?
Did you think that? You're awfully feisty this morning, Sarah.
Oh, boy.
I'm regular. I'm the same as I am every day.
Is
I think you guys are all feisty.
We just want you to play our songs, all right? Can you do that?
I
you have one
even
job,
told
lady.
Him to put the, put the thing that I stuck out of there.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I feel the love.
Area.
I feel the love. It's nice. Oh, Vinny wears pink sweatshirt today, so that's good. We all have some Valentine's
colors
on. It's
red, Sarah.
It is red.
That is not red. Your hat is red.
It's salmon. Yeah, your hat is
your
red.
Your hat is red. Your
guys,
shirt is...
It's like one of those things where they wash
they
the
wash
thing
it until it turns
fade
pink.
A little. No.
It's a pink sweatshirt, Ben.
I don't like this argument.
Feisty.
You can leave it at my desk at the end of the day.
Yeah, she wants it. She's like, oh, you don't want your pink sweatshirt?
Is that what you're up to? Are you trying to get my sweatshirt out of me? All right. Yes. Well, you can have it.
Oh, it's good.
Oh. It's you, Daddy.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Couldn't be.
Who, me? Couldn't be.
You said I stole the...
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. I imagine we're all set up for the day of love at RadioAlice.com. Mm-hmm. Yep. You certainly can look in on all these lovebirds.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
At RadioAlice.com. So we'll begin with the storm. The atmospheric river's for real. As we've gotten a lot of rain.
It is like driving in a river. The water is buffeting you back and forth. You keep hitting rocks.
We have flooding and mudslides and standing water and police actions and evacuations. It's pretty hairball out there. Certainly, I felt like my drive in yesterday was fine. My drive home yesterday was ridiculous.
Oh, what happened yesterday?
Well, I had to stay in town for a minute and do a couple errands, but I left at whatever lunchtime, and it was all the stuff I just mentioned. Standing water, roads shut, police with their lights on, just keeping everyone going slow. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I had to get behind you.
Little traffic breaks.
Yeah.
So all the stuff is going on out there again today. Expect it. Okay?
Okay.
It's for real.
For real.
Oh, I wanted to do this story first. As swindlers and love connect on the internet, It's unfortunate, but Americans looking for love lost at least $143 million to scammers last year.
Oh, like catfishers?
And more.
Oh, boy.
So it's catfishers, but it's also the people who they did meet, but that person wasn't really
in for the,
looking to do
right.
anything other than get some money out of you.
They actually go home to their wife and go, well, my latest mark, I got, here's $2,000.
They say these reports only account for 1.5% of all fraud tracked by the FTC.
Oh.
But no other type of scam wreaked as much financial havoc as those rooted in romance.
Love. What won't we do for love? We're so blind when love comes into our life. You only see the good in the person. Of course he needs $8,500 for some dental work. Of course he does. And I have it. Why wouldn't I? I love him and he loves me. Why wouldn't I give it to him? I want to share my life with him. Why wouldn't I share my money?
Swindlers often use fake or stolen identities to attract unsuspecting victims.
Oh,
that's the catfishing.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you saw the pictures of the guy?
Oh, damn it.
Did you?
Looks like you've already ruined
Brad
the...
Brad you?
Oh, no, that's my surprise?
That's your surprise.
Oh,
I have video of him.
No,
that's not a Radnich. It's just I wanted to like take his head clean off.
Sorry, I saw it as I did my prep this morning from my lazy boy chair with my coffee cup. I didn't look at any. I didn't see any videos.
Yeah, there's a video.
I just saw a picture. And was like, oh.
Good time. Well, listen, leave it to TMZ to get it all squared away. They taught him how to use FaceTime. 7 o'clock, everyone. We'll still do it. Oh.
Anyway, lots of people lose a lot. They're. I mean, imagine. You lose your money, but you also lose your heart. What's behind that scab?
My wallet.
And it's empty. A moth just flew out of it.
Be careful out there. Scammers are looking to get you. $143 million lost in 1 year.
That's incredible. People are out there to get it. You know, for the rest of us who are just trying to get through our lives without hurting anybody else, it's a surprise every time someone has bad intentions. I don't know. I just feel like most of us have good intentions. And then there's just the people out there looking to prey on the people with good intentions. Like, oh, look, another dummy coming down
Rotten
the road.
Apples.
Oh, damn. That's a remix.
I like that. Good job, Bryn.
Put a beat underneath that.
I know. Let's make that a song.
Yeah.
Do the chain smokers.
Yeah. Oh, we should start doing that. That'd be great.
Anyway, you've got a very good chance of getting through the day in your relationship. Only 7% of people, Americans, have ended a relationship on Valentine's Day. Mm. So whatever the math is, 90-something.
So you're probably not going to get broken up with today.
You should make it to tonight without getting dumped.
Right.
The chances are really good.
Tomorrow, not as good.
Not as good. You're right.
But today, pretty good. And even if you want to dump the guy, the chances are you're not going to do it today.
And a lot of people say, you know, I guess there's some taboo about going on a first date on Valentine's Day. But a lot of people say they're open to it.
Yeah.
They're good with it.
Well, you know, everyone's also looking for their meet cute.
Oh,
we
right.
Met a, you know, we went on our first
our
date
story.
On Valentine's
Wait
Day.
Till you hear it.
Yeah. Everybody has their story. And
We're
they tell
the
it together.
Most romantic.
You ever see, notice that?
And then.
And then. And then.
Yeah, and then.
Well, I've noticed that over the years, because people ask you that, you know, how did you guys meet? Yeah. And you're there together. And like, I've noticed John and I have a total way we tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so when you watch, so now when I watch other people tell their stories and they look at each other and the one person says this and the other person, I'm like, oh, we all do that. It's a, it's like our co-story.
I just picture John going, yep.
Oh, oh, Johnny V.
Yeah,
yep,
my John.
With you as you as you tell the story.
I tell the story and he yep. Puffs on a cig.
Yep.
Here we are. And this is us.
This is us.
Here are some new stats from Valentine's Day surveys and studies. Only 51% of Americans are planning to celebrate Valentine's Day today.
Yeah. I wasn't planning on it, but then I found the perfect present.
Oh, are you going to tell us yet?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
All right.
Did it come?
Yeah. Oh. It's totally dumb. It's I shouldn't have
I
said anything.
I know what it is.
Oh, you do?
I do, because I reminded you what it was.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Is it a Lilo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would she get him? Well, I mean, actually, everyone uses it, and that's sure. Good for everyone.
Right. Here's something I got for you to use on me.
You're welcome.
He'd be like, all right, that's great. Let's go use it. I want to use it on you right now.
Spending will be at an all-time high as people will spend $162
I spent
today.
I think $40.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Found a good deal on Amazon.
Men plan to spend more than double what women plan to spend.
Well, that's as it should be.
Sure.
Mm. I mean, dinner's not free, you know.
Engaged people spend the most of any type of couples on Valentine's
oh.
Day.
Oh. Well, there's still a chance she could back out.
You going big, buddy?
What was the question?
Engaged people spend more than other couples on Valentine's Day. They spend the most. Are you? Do you splash out for Anita on Valentine's
no,
Day?
No, we typically just we have dinner normally later on or beforehand.
Yeah.
In this case,
it's hard to get a res on
right.
Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
Totally. Yeah, so no, that's right. That's the answer. But she's not really demanding either. If she were, if she wanted it, I'd give it to her. But she's always like...
I'm going to go get her a new Gucci purse or something.
Oh, man, I can't buy her anything.
Yeah, because she has very high expectations.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
Mm. She knows what she wants.
How is this? Dummy.
I got you a $14,000 gift certificate to Chanel.
That would work.
I hope you can get a wallet or something while you're there. Let me know if I need
you
to
might
get
be able to you might have to pay for the other shoe.
Yeah. Put it on layaway, I'll get the other one next year.
Oh, hopefully they're still in fashion. Yeah.
Last season.
Oh. sorry, Holmes.
No.
The top five things women want to do the most on Valentine's Day are go out for dinner. Get takeout and drink wine.
Mm.
Have a good conversation. Do it.
Oh, it.
And read a book.
Mm.
That particular survey has doing it farther down on the list than it should be, but, you know,
well,
at least
yeah.
It's there. At least
you
made the
five. Said it was a poll of girls, right?
Guess. Girls don't want to do... Okay, never mind. Why do I...
Sure, we totally want to do it. I'm up. It's fine. Let's do it. Is that what you want? Let's do it. Fine.
Okay. Fine.
All right.
Fine.
If you want
okay.
to. Do you want to? All right.
I wonder right. if okay. lesbian women are more excited to do women. No, it doesn't work because men want to do women too.
The lesbian couples that I that I know, and I only know a few.
Well,
there
you know
is
the
one who is way more into. Well, I don't know anything about their sex life.
Oh, the ones that you rescinded their offer.
Yeah, the rescinded offer one, which I invited them to my 4th of July party. They were the first ones to get an invite, actually. I don't know. I haven't really invited anyone. I don't know what their deal is, but the other lesbian couples I know, there is one who's way more into sex than the other one. It's like a typical, you know, a typical relationship.
Mm.
What, like a man, you know, what I would think is typical, a male-female relationship.
Right. One wants it, one fights it off.
And one is just like, I don't know. Yeah, all right. Yeah, if you want. Oh, you want to? All right. No, we can. It's fine. That's a good idea. Okay.
So bogus.
No, I'm saying yes.
I know that you're saying yes.
I want to.
You want to?
Let's do this.
Then why aren't you touching me?
Oh, is that part of it? Yes. Here, let me.
I feel like you need to warm me up. I don't really need to warm you up.
Yeah.
Right.
You're
exactly.
Warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
just
dropping
your towel
some.
And saying, "See anything you like?" That's not a warm up.
Yeah. That's like.
I say, well, I see a job that's got to be done. Does that pay? What does that pay?
I'm not going to touch that.
You should.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to touch that.
No, not that.
That sentence.
We want it all touched.
Do you have to get fully naked to go number two? That's a question.
I don't. In fact, I prefer to have all my clothes on, although my pants lowered when I do that.
Lots of men have been admitting.
This is a thing, huh?
They like to be fully naked. When they two.
Well, can I ask you something? You've often said you're a guy who does that, then hops in the shower.
Right.
So I assume you're naked quite a lot of the times when you're twoing.
Almost every time. Hmm. Yep. But if it's middle day.
It's not like
no,
you have to.
No, I don't take my pants fully off. And although I'll tell you this.
It's freeing.
I didn't know this about myself. There's a guy, and I can't think of his name. He's like some senator from Minnesota, but he was like, his excuse for trolling for sex in a bathroom was,
oh, yeah.
I like a wide stance. And he's not wrong. A wide stance is actually helpful.
Yeah, but not
but
so wide
the...
that your feet are in the
well,
neighboring
not,
stall.
Right, not in a public bathroom where you're crossing into the under
but
the.
Wasn't that a thing for the gays in the bathroom? That,
yes.
That's
yeah.
how you hook up, right?
Yes, yes. So that was his excuse for yeah. looking underneath the stall. I like a wide stance. Okay, really? But I do like a wide stance. Mm. So sometimes if it's a daytime.
Larry Craig.
That guy, Larry Craig. I will kick a leg out. You know, you push him all the way down to the bottom. I'll pull a leg out and kick that out of there. And then I've got, you know, this is at home. This isn't. Yeah. This is never happening. You
we
know,
have one of those,
Whole Foods.
Those squatty potties. They're great.
You have one?
Yeah.
You use it?
Uh-huh.
Every day?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, it's great.
She doesn't poop every day, though.
I don't poop every day, but it sits around. It's designed so that you push
week.
It. You push it back, and it sort of goes around the bottom of the toilet, and then you can pull it forward or leave it, you know, wherever it's comfortable for you.
Ah!
So things are great.
What was that story? Jessica Simpson yesterday broke her toilet.
Oh yeah, she leaned back. She's really pregnant right now.
Any
she leaned
now,
back and
yeah.
just cracked the plastic bolts that hold
She's
the toilet
all never
seat
lean back when you're pregnant on the toilet.
How old is she?
35?
30s? Yeah.
Oh, she's young.
She might even be older. She might be like 38. Yeah, she's very young.
Oh, okay.
She's still having kids. I mean, she's...
Well, know. That's... I was curious if she's...
38.
Oh.
All right, so
she's had a tough
one
pregnancy.
One in under that 40 is what she's going for there, right?
Did you see the pictures of her feet maybe a month ago?
Yes.
Her feet were blown up like little piggy sausages, like unbelievable. She's just so, you know, pregnancy is super fun.
Taking over, ravaged her body
it's ravaging
this time
her.
Around. Yeah.
I think this is their third kid, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
It's no damn joke. That is for sure.
Mm. Yeah.
And every person... takes a hit from a different direction. Like,
there's always something.
You can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You just really, you can't believe it. The Mrs. Hair is still falling out.
Mm.
Like, it's crazy.
She has long hair.
Well, yeah.
Well, don't you not lose any hair at all when you're pregnant?
When you're
and
pregnant.
Then immediately
and
after you shed.
Like, 6 months later, she's still shedding.
Did her face get furry? I think that's the cutest thing.
No,
my face
I didn't
got
notice
really
that.
Furry.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Just like all the you know, the fine, light-colored hair that's all over your face anyway. Like, there's hair all over my face. But when I was pregnant, it got long because it just wasn't falling out. Like it's, you know,
did you shave
9 months.
Stuff?
No, I didn't shave it. I was sort of into it. I could feel it.
Oh. It was like blonde.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not the lady from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, no, no, no.
She's
but
like
the mustache
a bearded lady.
Got, you know, longish. Mm-hmm. And so I kept that trimmed up.
I would wax that stuff off.
My mom says that she shaves her face.
Oh.
Just with a razor.
Yeah.
Just, oh, no. I didn't want to see behind the curtain.
No.
I've
Come
done
on.
That before.
Yeah, no, and I actually, I don't, yeah, I've heard that. People just whisk it off real quick because it's just really light hair, but it gets into your makeup and can kind of swirl around and stuff.
Yeah.
She's
I don't
want to
know
it.
She's got a Norelco.
Oh, like a little electric razor?
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
I don't think it turns into stubble. It's just like lady hair face. Lady face hair.
It's like peach fuzz, right?
Yeah, it's just really. But, you know, when it, if it gets long and then if you put on base makeup, it gets like swirled up in there. I'm sorry, Mom.
She's
was
like a sex symbol around here.
To you, you're the only
one who
thinks so.
Now I
got to
think about
so.
Her with it. Electric shaver.
Oh, she's doing armpits with that thing, too?
Well.
I think she just razors it.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
I have some friends that married on Valentine's Day years ago, and it was so appropriate because his last name is Valentine.
Oh, it's adorable.
They're still married. Well, good for them.
That's a nice last name.
Valentine?
It's very cute.
Wasn't one of the guys in, oh, God.
What?
What is that movie? Trading Places with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Wasn't one of the rich guys named Valentine?
I don't remember what they were named.
Or was Valentine the detective?
Valentine... Yeah, I thought the two of them were brothers, weren't they?
Yeah,
the two old dudes, they had the dollar bet.
Valentine was the guy who gets them the secret info about the orange crops.
Right.
Sorry, kids. You have no idea what that reference
but
was.
But you should see that movie. That is a solid movie, it's Trading Places.
415 says, hi, I'm Sally, and I listen to you guys every day. Today,
hey,
I get my thyroid cancer treatment at UCSF. Wish me luck.
Jesus, good luck.
Good luck,
Sally.
Good
luck. You're strong, and you're going to get through this.
Hooman, off the air, is going to make a prayer for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I sure
he
will.
He does that.
Sally. Sally's her name.
Mm-hmm. He'll do that for you. Right.
What we're praying about.
Yeah, yep. Write it down.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, it was going to be the break that took your head clean
still
off.
Still do it. But,
oh,
still
I'm still
do
doing
it.
It.
I didn't see anything. I just saw that they'd found the person.
Mm. Well, I'll tell
and,
y'all.
Oh, and Big Brother, right? You're going to talk
about
that.
I mean,
okay.
That's the whole
thing.
Don't
forget about the picture we're about to do, too.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I have to pee first or do a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, well, that's why we all wore pink today
picture.
For Valentine's.
Oh, right.
See you in a minute. Hey, what do?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.